Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour for us of the day, final hour for us of the week. Thank you for being with us as always. We appreciate it. And we are broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. If you do want to come by and see us, maybe you're driving around the area. You only got an hour to get here,
though. Come on over here, man.
Better hurry on up. Don't go too fast. I mean, don't drive recklessly or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dumbass.
Be careful. Careful. It's going around, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get to some Falcons conversation in about 20 minutes from right now. As we normally do our keys to the game at 1:20, we're going to hold off on all that until Monday because the game is on Monday night against the Eagles. But we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon, got a little bit of that, and react to some of what we heard from Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson as well. The AMA to wrap things up, as always. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 1:40 for you there. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple minutes.
Shout out to Metathrin. It was Jeffrey Adams, 13.
Benedict Matherin? No.
Yeah, he's I don't know what this is. He has a glamorgy.
He's got an empty bottle of scotch,
yes,
and some Drambuie.
Damn.
Looks like he's been doing some
work.
Yeah.
Like, is this an after picture?
I don't know.
Is that an after? Like, you got to it and everything? But, yeah, have fun with that, man. But, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, raining all weekend, too. So, it's going to be, like, an indoor, you know, try to, you know, maybe fix a doorknob or something that weekend for me.
Oh, you got some stuff on the list?
Yeah, I got a doorknob. I got, you know, some stuff too, Andy. You know,
what are you going
to
do to it?
Yeah, I got, you know, just tighten the screws in there.
Oh, it's a loose doorknob?
Yeah, loose doorknob.
Okay.
Man. So, yeah, I got to get my tool belt out.
I bet you could handle
that. Yeah,
got
to get my tool belt out and you know, because I need my house safe for my family. You know that. Got to have my house safe for the family.
Of course, the last thing you want is a loose doorknob.
Yeah, you don't want a loose doorknob coming off in your hand.
What's next?
You got groceries. And Handy Randy this weekend.
I don't know what is as far as, like, chore stuff. I don't think there's much on the list because my mom got into town the other night, and her best friend Nancy, who's kind of like my other mom,
right,
they both are in town, and Nancy hadn't been to visit us yet in Atlanta. Nancy is a person who keeps probably the neatest house that you'll ever go to.
Right.
Everything's, and it's just beautiful, just wonderfully decorated, right. Really cool. Always loved going over there. We lived with her when I was a little kid. She had never been to the house. It's like, gotta make it look nice, you know. Let's make sure. So we spent the last couple of days getting it very, very clean.
Whose idea was that?
Mine. I wanted to make sure. Okay. And then I did the thing where I was like, sorry, the house is such a mess.
So she can clean up.
No, when it was clean.
Oh, okay.
Because then they're like, this is a mess. They think it's always
you.
Like that.
I got you.
Sorry, the house is such a mess, yes. Even though we spent the last 2 days cleaning it.
Right.
I'm like, this doesn't look messy at
but
all.
But you clean it for Nancy. Like, yeah. You clean that house for Mama?
It was important to me. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because my mom knows the truth.
Right, right,
my
right.
My mom knows the
right,
truth.
Right,
She's seen my bedroom my whole life. She knows the truth. I wanted to make it look – she hadn't seen it yet.
Right.
And our house we're proud of our house. It's a cool house. I wanted it to look tip-top
when that.
Nancy saw the house.
That's not wrong
but,
with that.
But because of that, the house is in great shape.
Right.
There's no chores for the week. We're going to a concert tomorrow night, which would be good. But
all y'all are you and Ash?
Just me and Ashley.
Okay, cool.
It's parents' night out
love
tomorrow
it.
Night.
Love it.
Which
y'all going
to
see?
Avett Brothers are in
oh,
town.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's y'all band right
it's
there.
My favorite band.
Yeah, that's y'all band.
Haven't been to the Gas South Arena before.
Okay. Hey, so stop by the house.
Interested to see what that's like.
That's by my house, right?
I believe, yeah.
Okay.
It's up that way.
Yeah, like, that's by my house?
Been to the Gas South before?
Yeah, it's by my house.
Have you been there?
Yeah, we went to who? Somebody graduated. We went there.
Okay.
Oh no, me and Samson went to the Monster Trucks there.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to the Monster Trucks. There.
Good spot.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes. It's very nice. Very
okay.
cool. Very cool.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
My sister graduated. Graduation was there.
Okay.
From grad school.
So you've been there a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Man, that sounds like good time. I ain't doing nothing. My wife
It'll
wants me to
time.
Go out with her and her friends tonight to go karaoke. I'm cool. Y'all have a great time. Randy, I'm going to go hang out with some boys tonight. I don't know who I ain't texting none of my partners yet to see if y'all want to go out yet. But that's what I plan on doing tonight, Andy. Now, more than likely, there's a 65% chance that's not going to happen, and it will be because of me.
Sure.
But at the same time, she wants to go out, I can go out.
Will you even actually text them, or will you just
– They listen.
Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of like a text right now.
Yeah. That's like a text.
Yeah, you kind of just texted them
right
now.
Yeah, I kind of text them right now. But okay. Still, it's 1 o'clock. It's 1:05. I don't know, her and the girls, they meet up like around 8-ish. So it's 7 hours for me to, you know, wrap my mind around maybe having to leave my house.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, probably.
You got 7 hours to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
We got first soccer game tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Year two for Lily.
Yeah.
Year one got off to a very good start and then sort of, you know, kind of lost steam as we went.
Right.
Final game of the year last year, she didn't even go on the field. She didn't want to play. but she does remember it. She remembers it differently. Anytime anybody asks her about playing soccer, she says, yeah. We won the championship. I got a trophy, and I scored a lot of goals.
There you go.
She did get a trophy. She did get a trophy. But we've been in the backyard practicing. She got her new cleats. She's ready to go.
Hell yeah.
She was number 6 last year. She's number 2 this year. I think
Hell
that's
yeah.
more of a goal-scoring year.
Hell
or
yeah.
Or goal-scoring number.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. With like Clint Dempsey, right? I think he wore number 2 back in the day.
It don't matter.
He scored a lot of goals.
It don't matter, man. You got a butt kicker because – She seems like, because I know your competitive face when you're getting your competitive juice face. I know that face. We've been partners a long time.
Yeah, I got a good competitive face. Juice face.
She has one.
We've
too.
Been working on hers.
You've been working on hers.
Yeah,
because okay.
She gets mad. Like
yeah.
we'll be kicking the ball around in the backyard, and like I don't know whatever. If I won't give it to her for long enough, whatever, she'll get mad. I'm like, hey, here's what you do. If you're mad, you kind of just go like this.
Yeah, grunt.
And then go get the ball. And she's like, oh,
she's gonna take somebody's ass out tomorrow.
I mean, I don't want anybody to get hurt. But a little aggressive tackling
gonna,
never hurt anybody.
She's going to take somebody's child out tomorrow.
Yeah, the goal is to get the ball, right?
It is.
You can't do anything in soccer if you don't have the ball. The goal is to get the ball.
That little girl going to take somebody out tomorrow.
That would be okay. Be fine. Like, professionally, of course.
Yes, you're going to take somebody
I don't child. Want anybody. I don't. There's no like, you know, don't go kick anybody.
Right.
But if it's a 50-50 ball.
Yeah.
Big redhead from Smyrna goes and gets it.
She's gonna take somebody out.
You know what I mean? Do they give? Do they give cards in 4-year-old soccer?
I don't know. I know when Samson was playing soccer at 6, and it was, and anybody who knows that who grew up in that area where their kids played over there across the street from Parkview, there's this referee, and I didn't know this, but people tell me he's old. He's a very older gentleman, and these kids are 6. All right, they're playing soccer at 6 years old, and he is pulling out cards. And I don't know the man's name. If you listen to the show and you know who I'm talking about, but he, I mean, Andy, you should have seen him, dog. These are 6-year-old kids, and he's, I mean, Ingrid, you should always want to be great at your craft. All right. Okay.
You should always
want to be great at your
craft of being
a referee.
No matter what it is.
But these kids are six damn years old.
Yeah,
all right?
That's true.
These kids are six.
You never know if you're over here, the scouts, you know what I mean?
They're six.
I used to ref youth league when I was in like high school, and I had to give, I don't know how young the kid was, he might have been six. I had to give him a yellow card.
He's six.
He cussed at everybody. He cussed at everybody.
You need to give his parents a card.
I did. Oh. Well, I went over to the coach of the parents. I was like, hey, this guy is over here cussing at everybody and me.
Yeah.
Like, can I give him a card? Like, would that make a difference? And the coach was like, I don't know. Give him a card. The coach was all for it. I think the coach was tired of him, too.
Yeah.
He was just on the field MFing everybody. Like, it's a little six-year-old.
No, man,
I was like, all right,
no,
I gave him a card.
No, he need his ass whooped.
Well, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, we need to take a trip to the car.
It's not like when you were in high school and people could hit guys with paddles.
Dude, I can't believe you didn't know this. Like, we're from the South. I know when I was in high school and we get if you got so many tardies, you have detention. But instead of getting detention, you had the option of getting the paddle.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're talking to a very friendly audience right now that says to themselves, yeah, that's right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That came as a surprise to me.
Really?
Yeah, man. Nobody was getting.
Did you ask your wife that about?
I didn't ask her.
Ask your wife.
Maybe. She might
ask your wife.
I don't, like, her dad's a high school teacher in the South.
Right.
You think he has a paddle?
I don't know. It was by the principal, though. The principal pulled it out the drawer. It pulled it out, and like you just put your hands on the desk, pop, 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 and then you go about your business.
What year is this?
I was in like 11th grade.
This is like 1997.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but the thing about it was, I took the paddle, and then all my tardies reset.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all reset.
Three pops, zero tardies.
Yeah, yeah. You go about your business.
All right. And again, I'm sure it's going to flood with tweets from people that are like, yeah, that's normal. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. And then you go, and then you damn reset.
When I had a bunch of tardies, I just had to go in front of a tardy board and explain myself.
No.
They didn't beat me.
Well, shout out to Gip the Realtor Andy. He has Penelope.
Oh. Looks good.
Looks good, man. Looks good.
Looks like a tasty beverage. Right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Rusty Manziel.
Beat with a paddle himself?
Yep.
That explains it. Rusty seems like a guy who's been beat with a paddle. QC Kinetics, non-surgical trooper, join my paddle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've been up there that it wasn't just a paddle. Like, I can't think of a time I've ever been to that stadium and played a game that was like, well, that was easy. It's never easy up there. Never. It's never easy on the road in the SEC at all. And I don't know if people truly appreciate and respect a win on the road at Kentucky, how hard it is. They're well coached. They're really physical. They do a great job. I mean, they had a really good football team. So we will have our work cut out for us, not to mention eight straight SEC games, I think it is.
Yeah, I kind of think Georgia's going to bring their paddle up there to Lexington and handle their business against the Wildcats tomorrow night. I'm not, you know, no disrespect. I think they'll play better than they did against South Carolina just because
the emotions
they have
there,
to. I mean,
the emotions.
You can't play like that against a team like Georgia. I don't know how good South Carolina is. I saw them struggle week one against Old Dominion. Obviously, they won last week. They've got game day tomorrow. But Kentucky scored 6 points at home.
Yep.
Brock Vandegrift got sacked a million times, went 3 for 10 passing the ball. Now, they got a little bit going in the run game. They had a little bit going in the run game. They don't have the run game that they had in years past with all those guys.
Right.
Was it Ray Davis?
Right.
Last couple of years running the ball like crazy, and the kid was Chris Rodriguez.
Yes.
They've had some good running backs up there. I don't know that they have that right now. What I do know is they've got a pretty bad offensive line, and I think Georgia's going to go up there and expose them.
Georgia needs to just jump on them. Because it's going to be a lot of emotion. It's going to be a night game. ESPN, the number one team in America, is coming into your hometown, coming off of a tough loss like they had the previous weekend against South Carolina. We know the storyline. Quarterback there, transfer from Georgia. The middle of their defense, Dumas Johnson, transfer from Georgia. So the emotion is going to be there. Georgia needs to not to give them any kind of, you know, confidence.
Yes.
We're still in this. Georgia needs to end this game at halftime.
Yeah, you can't let the game go the way the last handful of games up there have. It's like, there was that game in the rain all those years
ago.
Remember
DeAndre Swift had that long touchdown run, the 80-yard touchdown run, and he had another touchdown. Then the one where the year they won championship, remember Kelee Ringo had the big interception in the end zone.
Yeah, but that was a 16-6 football
exactly.
game.
Yeah, exactly. So go up there and lay the smackdown.
2020 was a 14-3 football game. So just kind of letting them hang around.
Go. And because you know how Kirby gets in these games sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, we got the win, we got the lead. We'll play conservative or whatever, and then our defense will win it for us.
Yeah,
I'm interested. Let's go put foots in.
And I think that they will. I'm interested to see what the full complement offensively looks like against an SEC opponent.
Right.
You're going to have both running backs for the first time against a legitimate opponent. It looks like the receiving core is good. I know there's been some guys banged up in the tight end room, but even still, you've got a lot of depth in the tight end room. So should be a full a smorgasbord, as Roddy Nabalsi called it. Shout out to the Scandinavians.
Smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord of offensive options for Georgia tomorrow. And I think they take advantage of them, and I think they handle their business against Kentucky. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little Falcons-Eagles. Not keys to the game, because we're going to do keys to the game on Monday, but we will let you hear from Raheem Morris, who was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Hey, final hour of the show, too, brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll let you hear from Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
October 5th, 2020?
Yeah. Boyaka!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday live, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Thanks to all the wonderful folks up here at Twin Peaks. They always take such good care of us, Randy.
Yes, they do.
Manager's a big Royals fan. We were asking just the other day about because the Braves Royals final game of the final series of the season.
Yeah.
It's like easy to hate the Mets. Obviously got to beat the Mets in that series, maybe even to stay alive. Then you got to play the Royals for three at the end of the year. Nobody hates the Royals.
Nobody hates the Royals. And he's a big KC fan. He's going to go to see the Chiefs here and then get to the Royals and everything. And
good time to be a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, it is. I mean they're excellent, Andy.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, we saw some news earlier
three
that
out of five.
Hollywood Brown is going to go on IR. Because I remember the hit. It was the first play of the game, of the preseason game. He goes down and he's driven into the ground by his shoulder. And I was like, they were talking about, you know, he's not going to go on IR. I was like, that looked pretty ugly right there. And so I guess it was not healing the way they needed it to heal. So he's going to be out for a significant amount of time.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Not what you want to hear.
No.
Xavier Worthy looked really good, though.
He did. He did.
Who are they playing this weekend?
They're playing the Bengals. And the Bengals have –
Bengals DB said he's one-dimensional.
The Bengals been doing a lot of yapping.
For no reason.
For no reason
like,
at all.
Let's get all our guys on the field.
Yes.
Let's figure out what's going on with Jamar Chase. Let's try to keep Burrow healthy for a month before we start talking trash.
They've been doing a lot of yapping.
They're probably going to be 0-2 on Monday morning.
Yes.
And I know that they do that. They come back from 0-2. I know they get off to slow starts, all that kind of stuff. But that's not like a habit you really want to get into.
No, it's
not. You know what I mean?
It's
digging yourself out of a hole every single year.
Yeah,
so.
They've been doing a lot of yapping. But, I mean, I think that, you know, what are you talking about? Joe Burrow didn't do that all preseason.
Except get his hair bleached.
Yes, and which is still raggedy.
It's not good.
Then you got Jamar Chase ain't practiced all preseason.
Nope.
And then T. Higgins got hurt the day before the game.
That's
but
right.
They should have won the game. One tight end got the ball poked out as he's going in, turnover, and Mike Gesicki dropped a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game, they're winning that football game.
There was so much peanut punching going on inside the five last week. I mean, credit to the DBs who get it done, but there was so many touchdowns that could have been and games that would have been different had guys hung on to the
it's
football.
It's so irritating because you see it coming, but you don't see it coming.
It's
so irritating.
You got to be real accurate with that punch.
Peanut got me.
Did he really?
Yeah, Peanut got me.
Wow.
Luckily, we fell
did
back
you recover
on,
it?
Yeah, we fell back on the ball.
Oh, good.
But yeah, dog, it's so – because you see it. You know, okay, I'm running. Where's Peanut? Here he comes.
Pow!
And he just hits right on him. Yeah, every single time, dog.
Yeah, God, that's frustrating.
There it is, man.
There's the ball.
It really, really is.
All right, we're about 15 minutes away from the AMA. Be sure to get your questions ready. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Raheem Morris, every single week on with the afternoon, guys. Now, normally it's on Wednesday. This week, Thursday, because the game's coming up on Monday, so everything shifted one day. They got a chance to talk to him yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of what Raheem was talking about.
Kirk is fine. You know, we game planned it that way. It is what it is. We're going to go out there and play the game. You know, nobody sits around and talks about injuries in this game, in this business. If you're cleared to go, you're ready to go, you play the game. And we'll go out there and play the football games. And I got a lot of confidence in our quarterback. I have a lot of confidence in our offense. And we'll bounce back. You know, we do things the right way. Our quarterback does things the right way. His preparation, all the things that he's done throughout his career, the trust that I have in him, the belief that I have in him, that's not going to change. You remain unwavering in this business, man. You can't ride the emotional roller coaster that you try to make you ride. And in today's society, especially, you look like you're old as me. So,
our guys
that kind of run this thing, man. We were trained on a different train than most. So, we'll go with that. We'll go with that room.
Coach, Kirk Cousins is so good in the play-action passing game. How come there wasn't more of that in Week 1, and should we expect to see more of that as he gets progressive in the offense with Zach Robinson?
I won't tell you what you expect to see, but what I will tell you is, you know, it's harder to get play-actions and turning your back on the Pittsburgh Steelers because of what they do and how they rush. So what you try to do is do a couple of different things where you can get the play-action passes off of different protectors in different situations and different schemes. So that definitely affected some of that last week. It's not to say there was none in, but last week it didn't call for it at the time. When you're talking about trying to take deep shots versus those rushers and doing some of those different things are not necessarily the thing that you can do without certain ways you want to do it. But, you know, no excuses there. Not that you couldn't get them in. I'm not telling that you can't run a play action pass on the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I've coached in that defense. I've been around it. I know how hard and uncomfortable they can make it when you talk about those things. We got to do the things that we planned on doing in that game better. And that's what we can rely on. That's what we can focus on. And Kurt definitely, that's one of the better things he does within his game. game that he's done throughout his career. So we got to find ways to get those things done.
I know you've answered 20 questions about Kirk Cousins' Achilles. He showed mobility moving to his left when he hit Pitts for the touchdown right in front of us. But do you feel that, that shows he can do things and it was just simply a matter of rust or just there's no way to replicate the game speed that he had to deal with for the first time?
I'll definitely tell you, you know, it definitely was different for him going out there in a while. So I'll give him that, and I'll give everybody that. You know, you got to be able to get out there and actually play, and you got to get out there and play in the time that permits for when it counts and when it matters, and it matters most on Sundays. And so he'll get better and better. I got a lot of confidence in that, and he definitely showed us he can move, he can run. We've been through all the gamuts and everything that you can do. So, you know, you got to ignore the noise sometimes about the injuries and all those things. You know, it's no different than any player coming back off any type of injury. No different than Grady. Grady had the success, so we didn't have to have those conversations. Kirk did not, so we're having these conversations. And we'll once get back out there, you know, Kirk will go out there and he'll bounce back for us as well as he possibly can.
We all loved it when Kirk got here. You know, the leadership, the intangibles, everybody talking about it. Bijan saying, wow, this guy's really good. That's why I think everybody was just thrown for a loop for where things went. Because you just talked about you had basically three empty possessions because of those turnovers. Does he come to you and say, I'll be better, coach? Do you have those conversations?
He definitely did. You know, that Kurt is very transparent as it gets. And he's one of those guys that was very open and honest about how he felt right away. There was never any thought or any worry in my mind that he wouldn't be, because that's who he is. That's who he's been. He's always been that kind of a guy. He's always been that style of a guy. And he's always been that type of player. And I can't wait to see the bounce back.
Coach, you've preached accountability. So has your quarterback since you got here day one. How was practice this week? How was holding those guys accountable for the things you need to improve upon?
You know, first off is acknowledging it, right? First off is bringing it up and being able to talk about it and be straightforward about how you want to do it. The next is finding a solution for it and what you want to do and how you want to go clean up your operation and be able to get some of those things done. And then the next thing to do is go out there and execute it on the practice field. So we're in our days of practice right now going through the process, but I'm fired up at where we're going. I'm fired up where we're going to be. And like I said, I got confidence in Kurt. I got confidence in the offense. I got confidence in our coaches to be able to go fix some of those things and get it done.
Randy?
Philadelphia. That's where they're going. They're going to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles on Monday night. And look, Raheem said all the right stuff all week. You knew he was going to. Kirk Cousins, Zach Robinson met with the media yesterday. They said all the right stuff too. One of the main, I don't know if it's not a narrative, but one of the things you heard from all of them is you don't just bail on your plan, your system, whatever, after week one.
No.
Yes, that's fine. I think that's right. You don't bail on the process. You don't bail on the belief, all that kind of stuff. I think it would be okay to sort of like adjust some of the stuff that you did.
Yes.
Some of the stuff that worked, maybe that didn't, maybe adjust. Last time wasn't in game, but maybe you can kind of look at what happened last week and adjust off of that. And I think those things are obviously different. Like, you want to call it, like the process you go through in week to get to a game plan. Great. I think the thing that we all would like to see on Monday night is adjustments from what went wrong against Pittsburgh. And then also, things are going to go wrong against Philadelphia,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
Stuff goes wrong every single Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whenever you play. The ability to fix them in real time and come up with
solutions,
because that's not on Kirk as much as it is on Zach and Raheem and the coaching staff. So, yeah, like, again, they've got to double down on we're committed to this and we're not wavering and blah, blah, blah. That's great. Maybe waver on some of that stuff from last week, because a lot of it wasn't very good.
No, I mean, I think, you know, when you look from week one to week two, especially when you haven't had an opportunity before week one to get into some game action with your squad and work out the kinks and things like that, you had that last week. Now, you had four quarters. I forget the number of plays they ran, but they had the ball for 25 minutes, pretty much.
Not many.
And so now how do you find a way to get into a rhythm, stay out of that third and long, and give yourself an opportunity, give your play caller an opportunity to have the playbook at his disposal?
Right.
You know what I mean? And, I mean, I'm done and with the whole, well, why is he in the pistol? They told us why he's in the pistol. This is something they implemented back in the spring. Like we said, this is not something they put out last week. Yes, Kirk Cousins is a great play-action pass quarterback. So are you going to – and you know this – are you going to be able to do some things off of the play-action if you run the pistol and the shotgun, all those things? Shotgun runs are hard in the NFL because of the simple fact if you don't have a quarterback that threatens you on that quarterback, it's hard as hell to do it.
Right. And so, that's the same thing in the pistol too.
Yeah. Like, but it's easier to, in my opinion, to run it out of the pistol if you're going to just be a predominantly run game out of it. Now they got to get some play action and some different actions off of that, and these guys got to get open. Kyle, Drake, Darnell, get the hell open, and then that goes back to what Zach's doing. If if you're in trouble, how do you protect Kurt? Because the most important thing of it is to protect Kurt. Not saying protect because he's injured and all that. Keep him upright so he can make plays on the football.
Yeah, protect him so he can throw the ball down the field and not have to bail out or throw it underneath or get sacked or throw interceptions like happened last week. And again, I mean, we talked about it all week long. We'll see on Monday night how much those struggles had to do with just how talented that Pittsburgh Steelers front is. I mean, I hope all. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope all. But that's something Raheem was just talking about there with the guys yesterday was it's hard to get a guy under center and play action, turn his back to the defense when T.J. Watt's going to be on his back before he turns around.
And he's absolutely correct. Yeah.
Now, maybe do something to try to make T.J. Watt not on his back before he turns around.
And then help.
Because that's kind of on you guys.
But it would help McGarry, too.
Exactly.
It would help him. It would help him. Because the thing with play action is this, is that the even the defensive line, Andy, has to hesitate for 1 second.
Right. Right.
You know, because you don't know if he's running a pass.
Right.
And so you're playing the run. Oh, crap, he has the ball. Now I got to start my rush over.
The hard part about some of this conversation about Pittsburgh and Watt and what happened was I realize he's one of the best players, and some of it is inevitable. But it's almost been talked about as if it's completely inevitable that he's going to do this stuff. Teams come up with plans for him.
Yep.
Like, you can slow him down.
Yep.
You guys are also professionals, too, and it's your job to try to do something, not just the players but the coaches. So, yeah, man, he wrecked it. He wrecked it. You got to just hope that's what it was.
I'm going to put a lot on it.
I hope so.
Because
I hope so. He doesn't play for the Eagles.
He does not.
So
he does not. Yeah. But, like you said,
they got other guys that do.
You got adjustments that you have to make.
Yeah, hopefully they make them. All right, we'll come back. We'll do our keys to the game on Monday at this time, as the game is, of course, on Monday. Coming up next to wrap things up, though, the AMA, as always, any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ooh, that's a good one.
I got it. I'm out.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Happy Hour Friday. Almost another Happy Hour Friday in the books, right?
Yeah, man.
Almost another week in the books.
Yeah, dog.
Week two of the NFL football season is not only upon us, but Sunday's ahead, Monday Night Football with the Falcons. Just, we're in it.
It's going fast.
We're in it. I know.
It's going damn fast.
Once it starts, it goes very, very fast. But it is indeed time for the AMA as we wrap up the show every single day. With it, we'll start with Simon in Byron. Hey, Simon.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty great.
Good deal. Hope y'all had a couple drinks for me. I can't wait to get off to get some bourbon going myself.
There you go.
Hell yes, Simon.
So, speaking of bourbon, so scenario, and y'all just tell me how y'all feel about it, what y'all would do. So I'm on the way home, stop somewhere, you know, I'm at a customer, and then I'm heading home. And right before I get home, I forget to stop by the liquor store because I'm out of bourbon at home. Okay. But I'm about 15 minutes away from the closest liquor store. And, like, at that point, you've been driving all day, probably 400 or 500 miles. I mean, like, I wanted to go back and get some so bad, but I got home and I checked. I thought I had some in my liquor cabinet and everything, and I was slap out. Boy, I was disappointed. So I had to drink some beer. What would y'all do in that situation? Would y'all go to the liquor store? Would y'all just deal with what you got at the house?
Appreciate it, Simon. I don't never ever not have it.
No, that's a perfect answer. I'm with him. Like, there's no point where I'm down to my last bottle.
You got to be prepared.
Like, I'm always like,
so you're not unprepared.
But the thing about it, there's always something at the house.
Sure.
There's always something at the house.
Yeah, now he had beer. He had some beers.
Yeah, that's always something.
I would have just done what Simon did in that situation. I was, after driving 500 miles in the day,
right.
15 minutes, that's 30 minutes round trip.
Yeah.
I just drink some beers. I'm already here.
Oh, yeah.
You
I'm,
know?
Yeah, I'm going to stop by. But that's the thing.
Tomorrow I'll stock back up.
But always, you're always aware of everything. Y'all was aware of everything. You never want to be on the last one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's not, you kind of let that happen to yourself, Simon.
Yeah, Simon.
You got to be better next time. We're counting on you.
We're counting on you.
Brandon's incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, first off, let's go ahead and throw it out there in the universe. Let's get some positivity going. I can't wait to listen to you on a Falcons victory Tuesday.
There we
Amen.
Go. There
Amen,
we go.
Brandon.
There we go.
And kind of on the same page as the last caller, getting ready to go hit this happy hour myself. Where is your favorite margarita in town? Could be anywhere in Atlanta Metro. Where's your favorite margarita?
I don't drink margaritas, brother. I mean, they were good when I did drink them, but nah, I'm past the margarita stage. But
what does that mean?
With past the margarita
yeah,
stage?
Yeah, what does that mean? Let's dig into that one.
No, it's no.
I just want to give you an opportunity to.
No, I know what you want me to do. Yes. You want me to be random.
I want you to talk bad about.
I don't
people.
Want. I'm not going to talk bad about nobody because if you want to drink margaritas, that's y'all. Hey, right. I'm all for it.
Sure.
I don't drink them.
You don't drink.
I done grown up from margaritas.
When was
not saying,
the
not saying that people are not grown when they drink them. See, you got me talking about people and not want to talk about folks. Mm.
When did you grow out of it?
Honestly, when I got a little cash on me. When I had a little cash on me, because that was one of them things where, you know, I could, you would buy the margaritas and they were like two, you know, two.
A lot
like
of times
$4.
They're on specials. Yeah, yeah.
I don't got to do that no more, Bunk. I don't got to buy specials. So,
so these are for like immature broke people.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Only on Taco Tuesdays.
No, I like margaritas. Okay, I love people who like margaritas. All right, my wife likes margaritas.
My wife loves margaritas.
All right, okay.
My wife loves
them. So I'm talking about nobody.
So immature, broke people and women.
I don't. I don't drink margaritas, man.
I don't either. I don't. Yeah. I don't either. I'll say this: the best margarita I've had, Bo made it. Bo Johnson. Bo Johnson made it. It was delicious.
I believe it.
So that the best margaritas in town are at the Truist Club. At the
checks out. Checks out.
There we go. Best drinks I ever had was made by Bo. Nobody makes Tito's on the Rocks better than Bo. Right?
Yeah, he did
Robbie,
put that.
Robbie was good, too.
He did put that that maker's mark into that cup with the best of them. No, seriously, though. Bo makes a really good margarita. But they're too sweet for me.
That's the thing. They are.
I like tequila.
They're too sweet.
Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, Andy Randy. I need to holler at y'all, man. I need some therapy, man.
What the hell you done did,
that's
Devin.
What we're doing right now.
What you done done, Devin?
It ain't what I did. It's what my wife did. She did something unforgivable. I don't even know if I can trust her, bro. Just
damn, dog. Do we need to make a run of KC? We need to bring Putnam with us?
She wasn't on that Shannon Sharp live.
Listen. Damn, man. Now I can't even joke about it no more, bro. Damn. Okay.
I can only make that joke with you, Devin, because I know not everybody laughs at a joke like that. I knew you'd laugh.
Well, that didn't ruin my whole she put a damn Kansas City jersey on my son, bro. But
oh, yeah, hell no.
Bro, well, that's what I said. And then took a picture, tagged me on Facebook. Listen, I told her I don't give a damn about the Kansas City Chiefs or Indian Chief or Chief that called the damn radio station. We going to serve and we going to rock in Georgia and Atlanta Falcons as long as we living in this house, bro. How do you manage how do I handle her trying to influence the damn Chiefs on my son, man?
Well, Devin, where y'all meet at?
So I met her. She was at Kansas State. I was in the military up here in Fort Riley. That's how we
Okay, so she's from Kansas. Okay, all right, get it, because that's her squad. Okay, it's always because my kids could not wear any other jerseys or any other teams while I was still playing. Now that I'm not playing, they can whatever. I don't care about it. My wife is an L.A. fan. She's from L.A. She don't know nothing about sports. She liked the Lakers.
Mostly likes the Lakers,
That's
right?
Like she liked the Lakers or whatever. And so she bought my kids a Lakers jersey, but I don't care. I'm over it. Now, while I was playing – hell no. You ain't wearing nobody's jersey. Hell wrong with you.
Even Lakers?
Uh-uh.
Other sports outside football?
Nobody.
Okay, just no jerseys.
No jerseys.
Interesting.
Just no jerseys.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
None.
Yeah, but you've been retired for a while now.
Yeah, they can wear what they want. Okay. Yeah, they can wear whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, that situation right there, like, you know, obviously I would love it if Jack and Lily are diehard Husky fans, and they will be, but they have App State stuff. That's my wife's school.
But tell me this. If they play.
If they play?
Yes.
Like college football?
Yes. No. If Washington and App State play.
I was like, I don't know how much of a chance these guys are going to be college football
players. I
want
to know this.
But maybe.
If Washington and App State play.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to wear what?
Well, I'm going to wear Washington.
No.
Yeah, the children.
Yes.
That's a great question.
Because she's going to punk you to wear the App State stuff.
First of all, I don't get punked by anybody.
Okay.
First of all.
Uh-huh.
But she's going to try, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd probably have to split them.
There'd be a kid draft.
That's yeah, right. We'd probably have to split
draft them.
Who would you want?
Ooh, this is a dicey situation. I gotta take Jack.
Okay.
I gotta take Jack.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. She already named the dog Boone. Right. The dog's named after Boone, North Carolina.
Right.
Let me have both kids.
Both of them.
Yeah. I want both of them in purple and gold.
Oh, my God. Please make this happen.
It would be awesome if they played. It would be really cool if they played.
Make this happen one day so I can sit there, and when she has the picture showing your beautiful kids, and I can see both of them at App State.
Yeah.
Yeah, she punked.
Yeah. I know. It's another example of me talking a big game on the radio.
Is there any chance
talking a big game on the radio.
Is there any chance they would go half and half?
Well,
State shirt, Washington hat.
Well, at this point, they don't choose.
They don't choose.
Jack doesn't know what's going on.
No, I know. It's about y'all.
He just wants, you know.
Somebody said, my man Randy Lewis said, try Hennessy margarita. Randy Lewis, my dude.
That's a good idea.
I don't even want to respond to that.
That's
he said,
idea.
Try Hennessy margarita.
Okay.
I don't drink. Oh, my man brought me some new hats.
Oh, cool.
We got some new hats over here, man.
Absolutely not. I remember the hats.
Man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Yeah, big hat day for Randy.
That's a big hat day for me, man. You know how much I love hats?
Yeah.
The koozies for you.
Oh, I love koozies.
Yeah, there you go.
Reese.
We did establish that previously.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Big koozie guy. That's going to happen someday. Yeah. Both my kids are going to be in App State stuff. Adam is in Watkinsville.
They're all the same color. Here you go.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Happy birthday, Andy. Dude, don't say that you can't be punked, man.
I know. Just talk a lot of game on the radio.
Dude, yeah, don't do it. She's listening probably. But
she might be.
Hey, y'all remember when you used to go to, like, these clinics back in the day for, like, maybe
STDs?
A pitching clinic or whatever?
Oh, for pitching.
Oh, I thought you said clinic, too. Like,
yeah, he did say clinic.
I ain't talking about the clinic that Andy went to after his fishing trip. But
I didn't have to go.
All right. But the question is for my dude, McMichael. You think there's enough Epsom salt, turpentine, red clay, basil, or whatever? You think you could go put on a chip blocking clinic?
Thank you, Adam.
Hey, Adam,
we get it. We get it. Thank you, Adam.
No. These chipping shoulders. These shoulders are done chipping. These elbows and all that other stuff. Not no more. Dude, because it's not easy to do. I'll tell you that. But it
doesn't seem like it.
It ain't as hard as some people make it.
But you don't need to do it in a game.
No.
You just need to go show those guys how to do it.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But it's different looks to everything. It's an instinct.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
It's an instinct.
Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show.
Ronnie said, get South Carolina out your mouth.
Good thing he said South Carolina, yeah. Not their mascot.
Yeah, man. And I thought he was going to say that. And Rusty looked like he needs paddling. That's what Andy said.
No, I said Rusty looked like he's gotten a paddling is what I said. Not needs one. A lot of people on Twitter, by the way, saying they got beat by educators in their day. Randy said he's not rooting for Abe. He's just not rooting against Abe.
Yes.
Pistol is not something the Falcons pulled out last week. And bring on Michael Myers, because Randy ain't falling.
I ain't falling, man. Tripping over tree branches and stuff. No. Cha-cha-cha.
Andy is actively rooting against Abe.
Yeah, I am actually.
UGA has both a plethora and a smorgasbord. And recent Twitter report says that Andy can be punked.
Hey,
I'm sure I can.
No, all are. Yeah. We all can be. Look, you see Devin ass? So they're walking, his kids walking around in Kansas City Chiefs stuff. And she said it on Facebook.
But yeah.
So his mom and everybody saw it.
You really get punked by your wife, though. It's just
I know.
All right.
That sounds bad, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.